Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Conestoga High School, Johnson County Thunderbird football. Thunderbirds are up 12-8 at halftime. Highland Community College halftime show. Close to home and far from death. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, taking a look at the scoring in the first half and how it went, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds kind of gave Conestoga a gift early in the first quarter. A fumble gave the Cougars the football at the six-yard line. It took them three plays to cover 6 yards. The drive capped by a two-yard touchdown run by Lucas Anderson. Jaden Widler kept the ball on a quarterback keeper for the two-point conversion. And with 8:34 to play in the first period, Conestoga went on top 8-0. Johnson County Central came battling back later in the first quarter with 4:46 to play. They put together a 10-play, 61-yard drive that was capped off with a two-yard touchdown run by the quarterback Speckman. Brandon Speckman carried in from 2 yards out. The conversion attempt failed. Johnson County Central had pulled back to within 2 at 8-6. Again, that was with 4:46 to play in the first period. In the second quarter, a couple of nice defensive stands by JCC to keep Conestoga from getting down the field. And then with 10:53 to play in the first half, Tanner Woods scored for Johnson County Central on a 3-yard touchdown run. That capped off another nice sustained drive of 9 plays and 49 yards. However, once again, the conversion attempt failed, and Johnson County Central went up 8-12. That's where we stand at halftime. Johnson County Central up 8-12 at the half, leading Conestoga. This has been the Highland Community College Halftime Report. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout. We're going to check in with your local weather forecast. Gosh, I hope they talk about some rain soon. Another two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime. That's what's coming up. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Low sits down to about 63. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Lows around 58 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Upper 70s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 80s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again to Conestoga High School. It's halftime. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds leading the Conestoga Cougars. Our halftime score, Johnson County Central 12 and Conestoga 8. I want to talk a little bit about some upcoming football broadcasts that we have for you. Again, tomorrow afternoon, the University of Nebraska taking on North Dakota. That's a 2:30 kickoff. Our pregame coverage on KTNC begins 2 hours prior to kickoff at 12:30. We hope you'll tune in for that. Next Next Friday night, Lucas and I will be on the road with the Auburn Bulldogs. We're going to travel out to Wahoo, and Lucas, that ought to be a good matchup with the Wahoo Warriors.
Yep, I'm excited for that one.
They've got a nice facility out there. We've been to Wahoo a couple of times, both to Wahoo High and over to Wahoo Newman. They've got two real nice football facilities there in town. So it'll be the Auburn Bulldogs, the Wahoo Warriors, 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame show around 6:25, 6:30 thereabouts. Now, that game will be on KTNC, so for our Auburn fans, if you're just out of range of our AM signal 1230 or the 107.1 FM, of course, you can hear the game online free at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KTNC. That'll be Auburn and Wahoo on KTNC. Next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon will travel across the river to our friends at Mound City. The Mound City Panthers will be hosting Albany in Missouri eight-man football. We've worked a lot of games out of Mound City over the years. Our friends over there, always great to go over and see him. That's where John will be. That'll be coming up next Friday night. 2 weeks from tonight, John Nixon will be here on will be on KTNC with the Fall City Tigers when they travel to Boys Town. I was just there a couple of weeks ago. Lucas, you and I are going to be at Johnson Brock to see our friends as they take on HTRS. That'll be coming up on Sunny 101.3 in 2 weeks, and we hope you'll join us for this broadcast. It's halftime here at Conestoga. We're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought that professional performance home. Gravely Residential Zero Turn Mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare, smarter, easier, and more intuitive controls. We've had 100-plus years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck and put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. Available at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again to our halftime show being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, Lucas Freshel seated alongside tonight here. Lucas, I think we've got some scoring updates from some other games being played around the area this evening. What have you got to share with us?
I got a few local scores here. We'll be in Wahoo next week watching Auburn. Auburn is up 28-13 over Loganview. Falls City teams, the Irish, Tigerheart was up 28-6 over Lawrence Nelson. They're at home at Jug Brown Stadium. And at halftime in Fairbury, the Jets are up 28-0 over the Tigers. City.
Boy, sure good to hear that Sacred Heart kind of bouncing back. You know, Lawrence Nelson traditionally has been no small task. They've had some pretty good football teams out there. And after that shellacking that the Irish took last week by Elmwood Murdoch. Now, Elmwood Murdoch is a D1 school. It's another class bigger. But good to hear that Sacred Heart apparently bouncing back a little bit against Lawrence Nelson.
Elmwood Murdoch's got one of the best halfbacks in this corner of the state, Cade Hosier. Kind of lit up the Irish last Friday night at Peru State. Tigger Heart hasn't started 0-2 since 2005. They had lost to Baileyville and Friend, ended up going 4-4 and made the playoffs. They've got a state record 38 years in a row making the playoffs, and that would probably be the focus of practice this week at Tigger Heart.
What, you have something like 134 points or something scored in that ball game? I know John and I worked the game Auburn at Boys Town. We got in the truck at Boys Town to leave Omaha. You and Troy were just starting your fourth quarter down at Prue State. We got to listen to the whole fourth quarter on our drive home, so that turned into quite a marathon with all those points being scored.
Yeah, we were saying it was a track meet on a football field. A couple other local scores here. Roncalli Catholic up 28-7 over Nebraska City. Elwood Murdoch is beating Freeman 43-22 in the second. Palmyra is up 47-3 over Lord Central Catholic, and Syracuse up 31-3 over Omaha Concordia in the second.
Lucas Freshel with his little magic scoring machine in his hand here, sharing all these halftime scores. Any others for us?
Just scrolling through the Twitter machine here. Hashtag NebPreps is usually a good way of finding some local scores here. I think I've covered all the locals. Let's see. Halftime, Johnson Brock 36, Weeping Water 8.
Sounds like Elwood Murdoch must be the real deal after that win last week, and they're up again this weekend. They're doing well.
They are the real deal. I think I kind of expected the Irish to give one up last week, but Elwood Murdoch, they lost to Howells Dodge in the second round of the D1 playoffs last year. Elwood Murdoch is still in D1. Howells Dodge has dropped down to D2 after winning D1. I think the target's on their back. Always a traditionally good school there. And Howells and Dodge have now merged to make a little bit of a superpower. And yeah, it's a little surprising that their enrollment's at the D2 level. But they will probably run through their schedule this year, and they should be the odds-on favorite to win that state championship.
Lucas, let's talk about what we've got in front of us here, another half of football. Exciting contest, hard fought here. Johnson County Central gave up that gift, we called it, early in the ball game with the fumble at the 6-yard line. Obviously, Conestoga took advantage of that and went up 8-0. Since then, two sustained drives, one 10 plays, 61 yards, another one 9 plays, 49 yards. Coach Ryan Houghton has to be pleased with that offense. On the other side of that, though, costly mistakes. The snap over the quarterback's head here when they had second and goal at the 3-yard line. This could very easily be an 18-8 or a 20-8 ball game here, as they were down there stiffing at the line at the 3-yard line, second down, less than a minute to go, when that bad snap resulted in coming away empty-handed. And as a result, we've still got a whale of a ball game going here. 12-8, Johnson County Central up by just 4 points.
Yeah, if you're a Conestoga fan, you're going to try to look for the offense to try to get a little momentum here. Like you said, their only score here came from a fumble recovery inside their own 5. I thought Johnson County's offensive line controlled definitely the first quarter. The Conestoga defense, especially the linebacker crew, was able to get a couple stops there and saw some drives. But credit Johnson County for sustaining drives, getting first downs, running some misdirection, and not a ton of penalties tonight. There's been a couple out there, but pretty clean game on the penalty side.
Again, we want to take this opportunity to welcome our listeners all around Johnson County, the Johnson County Central School District. You know, that's kind of home to me now over there as we're living just south of Tecumseh, about 10 miles. Actually, my new digs out there on Highway 50 kind of locates me ideally. Last night I was in Pawnee City. I was home in 10 minutes. A lot of the games, especially basketball, we cover Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Johnson Brock, Humboldt, Lewiston. I'm right in the middle of everything, and I'm seldom more than 15 or 20 minutes from home when I work a ball game. And what a difference it makes when you're coming home from, oh, like Mudecas or Beatrice, and they got that last 40 miles that I don't have to drive. What a difference it makes coming home. So we're enjoying that aspect.
You've got yourself a pretty good spot if you're going to be a radio guy.
All right, we're ready to get underway here for second half action. Johnson County up 12-8. This time it'll be Johnson County Central to kick the ball away. Kicking off will be Terry True, has a tee to the 30. Now, this is where I may have a bit of need a little help here idea in these ball carriers as it gets a little darker.
Yeah, looks like Whittler is back deep.
Here's True's kick. Ball's going to be fielded at the goal line. To the 5, the 10, oh, they hand it off and run a little trickery. Coming to the near sideline, across the 20, out to the 25-yard line, and finally knocked down over there, carrying the football, is going to be Carter Plowman. And I had a little hard time sorting out who had the ball there for a minute.
Yeah, the three of them kind of huddled up and kind of disguised the ball. Plowman came away with it, and Keegan Jones made another big hit here on the near sideline.
All right, Whittler and Lutt were alternating a quarterback every other play. I see Whittler here on the sideline, so apparently Lutt is in there for the first snap. He's the sophomore backup quarterback. It's easier to find the one on the sideline than to know who's in the huddle out there. Lutt is your QB. Hands under center, I formation. Anderson and Plowman set behind him. Takes a snap. Oh, a fumble on the exchange from center. He just has to fall on the football right at the line of scrimmage. There'll be no gain. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go.
He was under center there. It wasn't a shotgun, just a little missnap.
Looks like Whittler's going to come in with a play now from the sideline. Coach Trenton Clausen sends him out. Well, yeah, leaving the game is Lutt, so Whittler's in at QB this time. Second down and 10 at the 25-yard line. Conestoga comes over the football, back set in the I formation. Anderson and Plowman in the back behind Whittler. On second and 10, he calls his starting count and has the snap. Again, a bobble on the exchange from center, twice in a row, first with Lutt and now with Whittler. And this time they lose, well, about a half a yard. The ball's still going to be put down at the 25-yard line. And it's going to be third down and 10. So right now, they got to be wondering what's going on with the exchange from center to quarterback, especially with two different quarterbacks in there, and the same thing happens both times. Ball is marked at the 25-yard line, third down and 10. So far, a tremendous stand defensively by Johnson County, and they haven't had to do anything. Third and 10 at the 25-yard line. I think we've got Whittler stays in there this time in the shotgun. They snap it to Whittler. He runs into the middle. He'll be hit and dropped short of the 30 at about the 30-yard line. He'll get 4, maybe 5 yards. It's going to make a fourth down in what would appear to be a punting situation with fourth down and 5. At your own 30-yard line, back deep to return the punt will be Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman, 160-pound junior. The punter should be Lucas Anderson. He'll stand at his own 20. Now, their punting game hasn't been anything to brag on here tonight. It's gone out of bounds off the side of the foot. Let's see if Anderson can get one out of here this time. Waiting for the snap. There it is. Anderson gets the kick away. Again, nothing. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Off the side of the foot once again. This is only going to be about a 10 or 12-yard punt. Less than that. Look at this. They're going to mark the ball at the 32-yard line. Less than a 10-yard. Well, they ended up at a net 2.
2-yard punt.
A 2-yard punt. Even I can calculate that one, Lucas. The line of scrimmage at the 30 is at the 32, first and 10. Johnson County Central, a big break here on their first possession. Speckman brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Terry True is the fullback. Ludeman in the top of the eye. Handoff goes straight ahead. That's Woods with the ball, and he's running tough all the way down near the 20-yard line, close to a first down. He may have gotten 10 yards. Let's see.
Logan Lutt in on the tackle for Conestoga.
They're going to mark him just... No, they are going to give him the first down. Here we go. They have to. The ball's on the 20. Nice gain of 10 there by Tanner Woods. Woods will again line up in the top of the formation. Terry True is the fullback. Speckman takes the snap, gives to Woods. Woods off the left side this time, carrying tacklers with him. Got 2 or 3 yards. He goes down. They're going to rule him down. The ball was ripped out of there after he hit the ground. We're going to give him a gain of 3 on the carry. Put the ball at the 17-yard line. It'll be second down and 7 yards to go at the 17.
Aiden Smith, Lucas Anderson, 3 of them there in on tackle. Conestoga.
Boy, if Johnson County Central could punch one in here, that would sure make a statement to start this second half. Brandon Speckman has Tanner Woods behind him. Set off, set to the left is Terry True in the backfield. The ends are set tight. Handoff goes straight ahead to Ludeman this time, and Ludeman is thrown back as he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard. Tanner Woods and Wyatt Ludeman are alternating in there in that backfield. Got him maybe a yard. It's going to be third down and a long 6 yards to go.
The left defensive end, Gage Totalis. in on the tackle there.
Mark the football just outside the 16-yard line, third down, and a long six. Clock running, 8 minutes, 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Johnson County Central leading 12-8. Wide receiver, wide to the left side this time is Cam Schuster, split wide left. In a slot to the right is Terry True. Single setback is Wyatt Ludeman behind Speckman. Back to pass Speckman. Hands to Ludeman up the middle. He's got running room. He'll take it to the house. Touchdown, Wyatt Ludeman. The score coming from the 16. Is that where he was?
I think 17.
17-yard line. That will go as a 17-yard touchdown carry for Wyatt Ludeman. And Wyatt broke into the open and nobody touched him as he went off that left side. I don't know how they opened it up that wide, but he carried it in from 17 yards out. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Speckman tosses back again, running to the right side. Ludeman diving near the pylon. I don't think he got in there.
No,
did
he
did not get in.
Fumbled it across the goal line out of the back of the side of the end zone.
18-8. Johnson County Central goes up with 7:54 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Conestoga High School, Johnson County Thunderbird football. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
Well, after a two-yard punt by Conestoga, Johnson County Central put together a four-play, 31-yard drive, capped off by a 17-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Ludeman. Conversion attempt failed once again, but Johnson County now up by 10, 18-8, 7:54 to play here in the third quarter. The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Here's the ensuing kickoff. A driving end-over-ender is going to be fielded at the 3. The return man out to the 5, the 10, out to the 15, down the left sideline, across the 20, and taken out of bounds. I believe on the return over there was Jaden Widler on that return, and the ball is going to be marked. Well, where have they got him on the far side? I'm waiting for him to put it down. About the 22, 23-yard line?
Call it 23.
All right. Conestoga's football. Lucas, I got to be honest, I'm struggling a little bit with the yellow numbers out there. Fortunately, we've got them pretty well memorized. We've got a new player in there, Ty Walker, a wide receiver, just checked in. He's a sophomore, wears number 9. We haven't seen him on the field. Widler will set the backs in the I formation behind him on first and 10 from the 23-yard line. Jaden Widler takes a snap, hands right up the middle. Running forward across the 25, out near the 27-yard line is ball carrier. I believe that was Plowman on the carry that time. Boy, they stacked him up in the middle. Count them, 4, maybe 5 tacklers involved in the stop. Gain of 5 on the carry. Second down and 5 yards to go with the football just shy of the 28-yard line now. Conestoga's own 28. Cougars trailing 18-8 now, down by 10 on second down and 5. I think the quarterback is going to be Logan Lutt this trip. Takes a snap right up the middle, running tough with the football is Lucas Anderson, running over defenders. Boy, you don't like to see that if you're a Johnson County Central fan. Anderson just ran right through the arms of several would-be tacklers.
Yeah, it looks like Johnson County is running almost like a 3-1 or a 3-3 with the linebackers real wide. There's not a ton of white jerseys in the box close to the line of scrimmage.
And it looks like Conestoga's diagnosed that and figured it out, too. Ran right up the middle on the gut for the first down yardage. The ball now spotted right on the 40-yard line, just inside the right side hash mark. Conestoga's moving from our left to right, from north to south. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Conestoga High School. Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel with you tonight. Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We hope you're enjoying the broadcast as much as we're enjoying bringing it your way. Your Johnson County Central Thunderbirds up right now, 18-8 with a 10-point lead here. First down and 10, Conestoga at the 40-yard line. Quarterback is Whitmer. Backs in the I formation. He keeps it himself, runs forward, nothing doing. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go.
Sergio Vias on the spot there. It looks like Johnson County has put a couple more guys in the box, almost running like a 3-4 with a deep safety.
Here comes Logan Lutt back in at quarterback, the sophomore. They gave up some size there. When Lutt checks in, he's a 160-pound sophomore as the backup, and he's been alternating with Jaden Whitler, the senior, here throughout most of the game. Second down, almost 10. We'll call it a long 9 yards to go. The ball just across the 40-yard line in Johnson County Central Territory. Logan Lutt sets his backs, Anderson and Plowman behind him on second down and a long 9. Lutt hands under center. Now the official blows in, and timeout is going to be taken by Conestoga. 5:49 to play here in the third period, 18-8, Johnson County Central on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Andy Gatula, Lucas Freshel with you. Lucas, a couple of quick scoring updates here.
Tiger football in Fairbury down 49-0. Irish football at Jug Brown up 34-18.
Second down and 9 yards to go, Conestoga. Logan Lutt calls his starting count on second and long. Waiting for the snap. Long count at the line. Now gives the ball straight into the middle, and again, some nice running room, a gain of about 9 down near the 31-yard line. They'll be about a yard short of the first down. Carrying the football was Lucas Anderson. With the ball now at the 31-yard line, third down and a yard to go. So two out of the last three plays there, Lucas. Conestoga's found some running room up the middle. And they're going to have to shore that up in a hurry with the linebackers. They're going to line up again with a double tight end set, I formation. Whitler back in at quarterback on third and a yard. Whitler on a quarterback sneak. He'll have the first down yardage easily. Gets the football inside the 30. So now Conestoga just kind of grinding it out here and bringing the ball up the field right into the teeth of that Johnson County Central Thunderbird defense.
Yeah, Coach Houghton expected Conestoga to be a run-heavy team, showing that right here.
5 minutes to play in the third quarter here at Conestoga. We're located near Murray, Nebraska on Highway 1. On first and 10, just inside the 30, Conestoga with the football. Logan Lutt, the sophomore quarterback, sets in a shotgun formation. Running backs on either side of it. Turns, hands it off, running off to the right side with it, I think, is Plowman. And he's going to have it inside the 30. Down around the 29-yard line is where they mark it.
Handful of Thunderbirds in on the tackle. Keegan Jones in there. Schuster's also in there on the tackle.
We're almost going to have to still call it second down and 10. He got very little, just inches of any gain at all there. Second down and 10, the ball just inside the 30. I would assume Whitler's back in now. If they continue to alternate, we'll wait for the snap here. Yes, Whitler with the football. He'll keep it on a quarterback keeper, and he's still on his feet, biting down near the 25-yard line for a gain of about 5 on the carry. Should bring up third down and about 5 yards to go now for Conestoga with the ball just on the 25-yard line of Johnson County.
Conestoga just running basic quarterback keeper sweeps, just trying to exploit some mismatches that they think they see.
T-Bird defense facing third down and 5 now from Conestoga. Is it Whitler? Yes. No, check it. What? Back in at quarterback. Again, out of the shotgun with the running backs on either side. But wants to throw the ball, looking downfield. He's got a receiver behind the coverage, and the pass falls incomplete. The pass was intended for Aiden Smith. It was thrown on the backside. Smith had to turn around and bend back over his off shoulder and just couldn't get to the ball.
Wyatt Ludeman in on the coverage, and if that ball is thrown towards the middle of the field,
he's gone.
Perhaps it's a touchdown.
Yeah, Ludeman was back there with him, and the ball just thrown wide of the mark. The quarterback was Logan Love, a sophomore that time. That brings up 4th down and 5. Here's a big play right here. Wide to the right goes Aiden Smith. Whitler's in at quarterback, all alone in the backfield. Wide receivers to both sides, set in the slot to either side of the field. Man comes in motion. That's Anderson rolling to his left. The quarterback keeps the ball. He'll have first down yardage at the open, the 10, the 5. He'll go for the touchdown.
Flag on the play.
We got a flag down. He carried it in from 25 yards out. Let's see what the penalty's going to be.
Back by the line of scrimmage on the far sideline.
Conestoga fans celebrating a touchdown, and that might be a premature celebration here. It looks like they're going to bring this one back. There's a break for the Thunderbirds. Let's wait for the man in the white cap to give us the reading here. Holding?
Indeed.
Holding is the call. Well, it was a nice run by Whitler. He got down the left sideline, broke a couple of tackles on the left edge, and then went 25 yards all the way to the house, but they bring it back, a holding penalty thrown, and that not only negates a touchdown, but it's going to put him in 4th down and long now. The ball is back out to the 33-yard line, 4th down and 13 yards to go. Maybe they'll line up and try and run that again. Looks like Whitler stayed in there. 4th down and 13, waiting for the snap. They come in motion, running to the left with the football, taken out of bounds after a gain of 3 or 4, well short of the first down yardage. The Johnson County Central defense, with the aid of a penalty, has held here. And, Lucas, they're going to take the ball over at about their own 29-yard line. And, boy, another successful sustained drive here would be sweet, wouldn't it?
It would. That's what Johnson County is going to look for here. 2:58 left to go in the third quarter, up 18-8. Just a couple runs here, a couple runs there, methodical first downs.
Both of these teams still looking for their first win of the season. Johnson County lost to Meade last week. Conestoga was defeated by Twin River. 1st and 10 for the Thunderbirds. Speckman calling his count. He'll run the ball himself and comes to the left. Speckman on his feet, dives across the 30, out to about the 32-yard line. He'll have a gain of 2 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8 yards to go for the Thunderbirds. Clock shows 2 minutes, 41 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Conestoga. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight here on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula, Johnson County native, grew up in Elk Creek. Enjoying watching the Thunderbirds. 2nd down and 8. Snap the ball back to Speckman. He'll run to his right. Speckman is hit at the line, then dives forward for a couple of yards. Got the ball out near the 34-yard line.
Gage Totalis in on the tackle for Conestoga.
Been a fun time the last 50 years or so here, Lucas, getting to come back and cover many of the high schools where I grew up, Johnson County, formerly the Tecumseh Indians. Combination of the Nemaha Valley Cardinals, before that, Telmich Bulldogs and Cook Cougars. They just kind of kept, we took Bulldogs and Cougars, became Cardinals, and ended up as T-Birds. 3rd down and 5, the football, short of the 35-yard line. Running with the ball, Speckman got nowhere, maybe lost a yard, back near the 33-yard line, and now Johnson County Central is going to be looking at 4th down and about 6 yards to go. We were reminiscing with some guys in the press box here before the game tonight, trying to recall some of the names of the various mascots of schools around the area. And shame to admit, I'm probably the only one that still remembers all of them and probably covered them.
Some of my most memorable games back in the day was against Tecumseh and holiday tournaments at Nemaha Valley.
Keegan Jones in to punt the ball away for Johnson County. Stands at his own 33, hits the ball at the 35. Oh, Jones got a kick. The ball rolls all the way into the end zone. That's the first really strong punt we've seen all night here tonight. There's been some real clunkers. And he got a toe into that one and kicked the cover off of it. That thing went almost all the way to Plasma.
We've seen four really bad punts and one excellent one.
Keegan Jones just kicked the cover off of it, clear into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. So the clock is down to 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Johnson County Central with a 10-point lead, 18-8 if you're just tuning in here. JCC gave up 8 points early in the ball game by fumbling the ball at their own 6-yard line. And since then, Johnson County Central with three nice scoring drives to take this 10-point lead 18-8. But the Thunderbirds have not been able to capitalize and convert a 2-point conversion all night. All right, let's see what the Cougars do. I think it's Whittler on 1st and 10 from their own 15. They take the snap, run the ball straight up the middle with running room. Squirting out there for about 10 yards is Lucas Anderson. Anderson is the one that's doing the damage up the middle there. He just squirts right through the defenders, and Johnson County Central is going to have to figure out a way to shut that down.
That was a great 10-yard run and perhaps touchdown-saving tackle by Keegan Jones. He was the only one in between and the touchdown, and it looks like Conestoga is going to line up for 1st and 10 of their own 25, clock running, 45 seconds left in the third quarter, 18-8, Johnson County up over Conestoga.
They come over the football with Logan Ludd at quarterback. Anderson and Plowman in the backfield. Ludd takes a snap, turns off. That's Anderson again, I think, and he's going to get about 7 or 8 this time. He's running right off the left guard, Caleb Winter, Gage Tutillis, the center. They're opening the hole for him. And I think they feel they've found a spot they can run the ball there, and it looks like they're just going to keep going to the well until it goes dry.
Keegan Jones, the sophomore, again in on the tackle, making the first hit.
All right, now we've got Whittler back at quarterback, and Ludd comes to the sideline. Running up quickly over the football on 2nd down and 2. Whittler has him in the I formation. Whittler turns, gives the ball off in the backfield, and a great tackle. They got through there and dropped Carter Plowman in the backfield for a loss on the play.
Safety blitz coming again. Keegan Jones able to get in the backfield and stop for a 1-yard loss.
There's the end of the quarter. 18-8 our score after three periods. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
For first down yardage, that's Anderson. He's out across the 35 to the 37-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Conestoga Cougars at their own 37.
Fresh set of downs for Conestoga here as they try to march across midfield and get this to a one-score game.
Well, it's a two-possession game here right now with the 10-point lead, 18-8. But Conestoga, aside from that 6-yard drive, just hasn't been able to get to the end zone.
All right, first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Whittler is the quarterback in the shotgun. He takes a snap, rolls to his right. Whittler's got some room, got outside to the right, maybe 5, maybe even 6 yards. He's across the 40-yard line, midfield stripe into Thunderbird territory at about the 38-yard line. I kind of get the feeling that it feels just a little bit like maybe they're wearing down this Johnson County Central defensive line here, because they're running the ball much more effectively now than they were in the first half, for example. Second down and 5 at the 37 for the Cougars. Quarterback Logan Lutt hands the ball once again just straight ahead for 2 or 3 yards. They've got it down to about the 36-yard line. It looks like the strategy right now is just line up, smash mouth football, and run it right into the teeth of that Johnson County Central T-Bird defense. Let's see if the T-Birds can hang in there and hold on.
These are your basic ISO and blast plays just right up the middle, super basic.
Having some fun out here on the track. Third down and 3. Quarterback Widmer, hands under center, has the snap. Widmer keeps it himself, rolls to the right. He's got room at the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, all the way to the house goes Jaden Widmer. That will be a 37, 36?
Correct, 37.
37-yard run, 37 yards on the touchdown by Jaden Widmer, and suddenly we've got a whole new ball game here as Widmer found some running room down that right sideline. The score coming with 10 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the ball game in the fourth quarter. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Widmer in the shotgun formation. Two running backs to block for him to the left. He'll run into the middle. He'll be hit, and I believe he's dropped short. Did not get in there, and our score now goes 18-14. Johnson County Central on top, 10-11 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on the Bruce State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake Cortasha in Auburn for Weston Witt in Fall City.
That Conestoga scoring drive took 7 plays to cover 65 yards, capped off by a 37-yard quarterback keeper by Jaden Widmer for the touchdown. Conversion failed. Johnson County Central clinging to a 4-point lead now, 18-14. A lot of time left, 10-11 left to play in our football game. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Driving end over ender. This one's going to go into the end zone, land in the end zone, out of the end zone, and they'll bring the ball out to the 15-yard line. And now it is crucially important that Johnson County Central put together some type of a sustained offensive drive here. They absolutely cannot afford to turn the ball back over right now, because leading the game as they are right now, 18-14 here with 10-11 to play in the ball game, Johnson County Central just has to put together some offense. They'll come over the football. Brandon Speckman is the quarterback. Backs are set in the I formation. Speckman turns, gives it off to his running back, who's hit hard. I believe that must have been Ludeman, and no place to go for Wyatt Ludeman that time as he hit the line and was thrown back. That might have been Tanner Woods. Woods was the ball carrier. No gain, loss of a couple. It's going to bring up second down and 12 yards to go. And it just kind of looks like Conestoga has taken charge of that offense, of that line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. All right, second down and 11 from the 14-yard line. Speckman hands under center, backs in the I formation. Speckman back to pass, rolls out to his left. He's going to be hit as he throws the ball. It falls incomplete.
lots of pressure out there on Speckman as he just was lucky to even get rid of the football.
Keegan Jones was running a deep post pattern from the right side over across the middle of the field to the left, but just didn't have enough time to try to get the ball to him.
Gates Gillett was the guy there applying that pressure on him right in his face, and Speckman was lucky to get rid of the football. So now it's going to be third down and long, third down and 11 from the 14-yard line for Johnson County Central. They lead 18-14, 9:27 to play in the ballgame. Put a wide receiver to the left, that's Cam Schuster. Terry True sets to the right, Ludeman in the backfield, that's Woods. Back to pass, Speckman, he's got time, over the middle, pass is going to be complete. Out across the 20, short of the first down yardage, diving forward. With the football is Keegan Jones, and I think he stopped about a yard short at around the 24-yard line. Boy, now it's fourth down and one. What do you do here? You don't want to give him the short field. You hate to punt the ball over to him. You realize a first down now would look really big.
I mean, I think you got to think punt here, but by the way that you've been punting in this game.
Yeah. Ryan Houghton with decision time. Let's see what he does. Fourth and a yard. He's going to line up and go after it. Here we go.
Hard count.
Gambler. Speckman, hands under center, quarterback sneak. He's got it. Well, they've got enough confidence in that offensive line on the quarterback sneak. They said, we only need a yard, guys. We're good for two, and they get three. So tip of the hat there to Ryan Houghton, the gambler, as he, boy, if you'd have turned it over there, you talk about momentum swing like that. The ball is across the 25, out to the 26. First and 10, Johnson County Central. The clock continues to run, 8:24 to play. JCC up 18-14. Speckman takes the snap, turns, gives the ball off to the running back to the left side. That's Ludeman. Ludeman tries to get it outside. He gets dragged down and caught before he can turn the corner. They stop him short of the 30-yard line at about the 29. Wyatt Ludeman with a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Jaden Whittler in on the tackle there for Conestoga. Just a little inside give that turn around to the left side. Great tackle, too. There was a lot of field out in front of him.
If ever there was a time for another sustained long on-the-ground drive for Johnson County, this would be it. Second down and 6 yards to go. The ball just shy of the 30-yard line. Speckman takes a snap. Hands the ball up the middle. A short gain. They get it across the 30, out near the 31 or 2-yard line. We'll see who's on the bottom of the stack carrying the football. Was it True that time, I believe?
I'm thinking so. Fullback True.
Yeah. All right. The ball is across the 30, near the 32-yard line. Third down and 4 yards to go. Clock running, 7 minutes, 19 seconds to play. Johnson County Central up 18-14. Brandon Speckman puts a receiver in a slot to the left. Single set back behind him. Calling his count, Speckman pitches the ball back to the left side to Ludeman. Ludeman driven out of bounds near the first down marker. Did he get there?
Carter Plowman.
Boy, I think he picked up first down yardage. Let's see where they mark it. If not, it's so close.
Just short.
Oh, half a yard, maybe a foot. So, for the second time in this drive, Johnson County Central is facing fourth down and very short. This time it's less than a yard. The ball is just across the 35-yard line. They didn't punt it last time. No reason to believe they will this time. Do you just try and line up and power it at them again like last time? It looks like that's what they're going to do. Here we go. On fourth down, less than a yard, they push the quarterback forward. He'll have it. First down yardage, needed a half a yard, got about a yard and a half. So twice in this drive on fourth down and short, Johnson County Central has said, we're just going to line up and come at you. Behind Cam Lother, Nolan Wellensack, Sergio Velez, those three just driving it forward. Keegan Jones, Cam Schuster, the tight ends, putting in their tight to help block. First and 10 now at the 37-yard line. Speckman takes the snap. Gives to his running back, Tanner Woods. Woods will get only about a yard. But you know what all this is doing, this running game, is eating up clock here. The clock is now down to 6.5 minutes. And that's what Johnson County Central wants to do, is keep that clock running. Only a gain of a yard there. So it's going to be second down and 9.
That's what you want to do, run this clock. If anybody was watching football last night, it's what Purdue was not able to do against Penn State. Penn State able to come back and score in the last minute.
Run a little more clock and they'd had a win there, wouldn't they?
That's right.
Second down and 9 as Speckman puts him in the eye. Double tight end set for the Thunderbirds. People jumping around, and I believe we're going to have an offsides call here. Conestoga was jumping in there, two or three of them.
Looks like the sophomore Mason Circuit.
Well, Conestoga, maybe not. Let's see how they rule this one. Offsides, defense. Yes, that'll be a five-yard penalty, and that really helps the cause for Johnson County Central because instead of second and nine, now we're looking at second down and four, which makes it all that much easier to keep the ball on the ground and keep the clock running. Second down and four, the new line of scrimmage between the 37 and 38-yard line now over in Conestoga territory. Again, the score is 18 to 14, a four-point lead here. Second down and four at the 38. Speckman with a single setback behind him. I think Woods is back there. Tosses to Woods. He'll run to the left. Woods hit at the line, broke a tackle, fighting forward close to first down yardage. Looks like he might be inside the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up third down, and I'm going to say about a yard to go here.
Yeah, it looks like he's just stopped short there. Last hit. Sorry, we've got a Conestoga Cougar down.
They haven't moved the down marker over there yet. Timeout taken for an injured player, so we'll step aside and take a 30-second break. 5 minutes, 23 seconds to play in the ballgame. Johnson County Central up 18-14. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, this drive started at the 15-yard line. My statistician extraordinaire here, Lucas Freshel, just informed me they've already ran nine plays in this drive, moving from their own 15 down to the 35-yard line of Conestoga, where they're now facing third down and a yard at the 35. That injured player was a Johnson County Central player shaken up over there, and that was Tanner Woods. The good news is Tanner just jumped up to his feet and trotted off the field under his own steam. Looks like he's okay. Third down and a yard at the 35-yard line of Conestoga. Brandon Speckman on the quarterback sneak, and they did it again. That is three times in this drive, twice on fourth down and now on third down, that on a short yardage situation, they just lined up and let Cam Lawther, Sergio Velez, and Nolan Wellensek push those defenders out of the way for a first down. That keeps the drive alive with the clock down to 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. That all-important clock to keep it running here. Johnson County with a four-point lead, 18-14. Thunderbirds with the football. They set him in the eye. Ludeman in the top of the eye. Terry True is the fullback. The quarterback is Brandon Speckman on first and 10. Speckman turns, gives the ball straight ahead to Terry True, the fullback, and True has the ball down near the 30-yard line. A gain of about three on the carry should bring up second down and seven.
11th play on the drive. Long night for Johnson County.
And this is exactly what Johnson County wanted to do here when they took the ball over at the 15-yard line. That was a long time ago. They've chewed up a lot of clock. And you can see they're taking their time getting up there. I'd be waiting for the official to tell me before I snap the second down and seven at the 30-yard line. That's what Speckman's doing now. He's waiting for the back judge to tell him. He takes a snap, turns, gives the ball off to the left side. That's Wyatt Ludeman. Ludeman's got first down yardage on his feet. He's inside the 20, inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. Wyatt Ludeman, touch yard line. Great job running the football.
Carter Plowman able to make the tackle. For Conestoga, 3:49 left to go in the game.
Up to this point, you've been thinking about just keeping the clock running. Now, Johnson County Central's got to be starting to think about, you know, maybe we can just punch one in and put this thing away. The clock is inside of 4 minutes, 3:35 clock running, first and 10 at the 15-yard line of Conestoga. Speckman has Terry True set to his right in the backfield. Wyatt Ludeman in the top of the eye. Hand the ball off to Ludeman. Ludeman off the left side for short yardage this time. He got a yard, maybe 2 yards. He's inside the 15. I believe now Conestoga is going to use a timeout and stop the clock with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to go. Timeout on the field. Johnson County Central leading 18-14. We're back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster's got the extra mile.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We're back at Conestoga High School. Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel with you at the top of the hour. We remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Falls City, Nebraska, Sunny, 101.3. It's second down and nine, Johnson County Central at the 14-yard line of Conestoga. They turn, give the ball off to Tanner Woods. Woods. Short gain, got back to the line, didn't gain much, but that keeps the clock up. And now, again, another timeout by Conestoga. The Cougars are going to have to use their timeouts here just to preserve anything. Down to 3:14 to go, 18-14. Johnson County Central up, back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and goal of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Johnson County Central forcing Conestoga here, Lucas, to use their timeouts to stop the clock. They want to try and preserve some time here should JCC score. Boy, this has been quite a sustained drive. Here we go, third down and nine, the ball at the 14-yard line. Brandon Speckman sets his backs in the I formation. Keeps the ball himself to the right side. He's at the 10, broke a tackle down to the 5, and he's going to have the first down. At the 5-yard line, what a job. Brandon Speckman on the quarterback keeper left right and got the ball to the 5-yard line. That's enough for the first down. And it'll be first and goal, Johnson County Central. What a job there.
Yeah, credit Tanner Wood for the lead block. Able to sustain the edge on the linebacker there. Get the first down.
Yeah, Conestoga was all ready for one of those running backs up the middle again to keep it going, and Speckman just pulled it out. That's great play calling there by Ryan Haughton. Good job by the coach. And now it's first and goal at the 5. They've been here before, though. Remember down at the 3? They need to punch this one in. Double tight end set, I formation. On the quarterback keeper, Speckman just dives it forward inside the 5. Down to the 4. It'll be second and goal at the 4-yard line. Clock keeps running, 2:29, 2:28. You want to score, but you also want to make darn sure you keep that clock running here. No need to snap the ball until it's absolutely time and milk that thing down as far as you can.
16th play of the drive.
A touchdown here would, for the most part, essentially salt this one away. I mean, they're up by 4. Even if you don't get the conversion, you take a 10-point lead, a 2-possession game. Let's see what happens here. Second down and goal at the 4-yard line for Brandon Speckman and company. The senior quarterback takes a snap. He keeps it himself. Oh, he's on his feet near the goal line, and he's in there. Touchdown. A 4-yard touchdown carry on a quarterback keeper by Brandon Speckman. He took it in from 4 yards out on the QB keeper, and what a job putting together that drive. We'll give you the details on it here in a minute. The score coming with a minute and 50 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, and Johnson County Central had just gone up 24-14. Now the try for the 2-point conversion. Speckman wants to throw it into the end zone. The pass falls incomplete, but a flag is thrown. We're probably going to have pass interference in the end zone. Let's see what they say here.
Pass intended for Schuster across the middle.
Looks like they hit Schuster before the ball got there, so they'll get another shot at it.
I got to ask you, how many plays?
17.
Wow.
65 yards.
65 yards. 17 plays. Just what the doctor ordered, and then to finish it off with a score, too. That's the thing.
The drive of the night.
Here we go. The ball's going to be at the two-yard line. They'll line it up again to drive for the two-point conversion. Keep in mind, they're up by 10 right now. There's a snap. Speckman runs it, and I don't think he got in there. Nope. For the fourth time tonight, they've been turned away on the conversion, but that really doesn't matter. It's 24-14, a 10-point, two-possession lead for Johnson County Central. With a minute and 50 to go in the ballgame, we'll step aside, take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson County Central Thunderbirds football on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Conestoga High School, where Johnson County Thunderbirds have taken control. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jay Cortasia in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
That scoring drive, 17 plays, 65 yards, capped by a four-yard touchdown run on a quarterback keeper by Brandon Speckman. Conversion attempt failed. JCC up 24-14. Here's the kickoff, teed at the 30. Low squib kick here. Going to be picked up. No bobble. Now the back man picks it up at the 15. Comes to the left. Across, that's Whittler, across the 20, out to the 23-yard line. And so, with a minute and 45 seconds to play in the ball game, Johnson County Central, a 10-point lead now, 24-14. And Conestoga has a pretty tall mountain to climb here.
Credit Jersey Graham on the tackle there. For the
Any other scoring updates here, if you want to check into that for us? We invite you to stay tuned for the post-game show tonight. We'll have fun wrapping this one up for you. Here comes Conestoga over the football. In at quarterback is Whittler. He's all alone in the backfield. Spread formation, two wideouts to either side. Whittler back to pass. Going deep down the field. The pass is tipped away. Is that going to be ruled a simultaneous catch? Two of them came down with it.
I think it's interesting.
Nope. They're going to give it to Conestoga. That's a simultaneous catch. They came down with the football together.
No, I think they signaled the wrong direction first, and then now it is going to be
okay. JCC. Now are they going to give it to JCC? Because the Conestoga fans reacted as though they had the...
They did. The one side judge signaled the wrong way.
All right. Sort it out here, Mr. Official. You're confusing the old guy. If that goes as an interception, Johnson County Central is going to have the ball at the 25-yard line. It looked like they caught it together, and then I thought they were giving it to Conestoga because of the simultaneous catch. They signaled Conestoga for complete. Conestoga fans reacted, so did Randy. But my buddy Lucas saw what was really going on, and Johnson County Central gets the football.
It was thrown into double coverage. We
have
to take those chances here in this situation.
All right, Speckman brings him over the football, first and 10, just outside the 25-yard line. High formation, quarterback sneak right into the middle. He'll just run and keep the clock going. We're down to a minute 30 to play in the ballgame. Johnson County Central appears to be on their way to their first win of this 2022 football season. After a setback at Meade last week, 48-22, boy, they've battled Conestoga here tonight. I'll tell you, I'm so impressed with that 17-play drive when they needed it, just grinding it out, chewing up the clock. And now they face second down and 7. The clock running down near 1 minute. Conestoga can't stop the clock. They've used their timeouts. JCC realizes they can come up here and just run a couple of quarterback sneaks and salt this one away for the evening. Boy, they're taking a long time. What are they going to do now? They'll let the clock run down and take a timeout. So with 50 seconds to play, Johnson County Central on their way to the win tonight. We'll step aside for another 30-second timeout. You got to be enjoying this one. Johnson County Central Thunderbirds football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Next week, Friday night, Lucas and I will be in Wahoo, Nebraska. The Auburn Bulldogs and the Wahoo Warriors. Auburn appears to be on their way to their second win of the season after the win over Boys Town last week. Last we heard, they were leading Loganview Scribner-Snyder. We'll try and maybe find another scoring update on that Auburn game.
Got a couple scoring updates here.
Hold on just a second. Second down and seven, waiting for the snap. Speckman, he'll probably just take a knee, and that's what he's going to do now with the scores.
You bet. 40-24 into the third quarter for Tigger Hart. Tigger Hart up, of course. See if I can grab an Auburn score here.
Clock winding down to 34 seconds, 33. They'll take another knee. And that will be the ball game. They won't have to snap it again after this one as Conestoga can't stop the clock. Speckman steps back, takes a knee. The clock continues to run. They won't have to snap it again. And, folks, there is your ball game. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds come away with a win tonight here at Murray, Nebraska, defeating the Conestoga Cougars. Your final score, Johnson County Central 24 and Conestoga 14. Don't go away. We've got a postgame show coming up for you. We'll give you a complete scoring recap of how this game went this evening here at Conestoga. We'll have a few more scoring updates for you. That's all coming up. Stay with us. More coming up right after this two-minute timeout. You've been enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your money doing right now? Is it sitting there doing absolutely nothing? It's time to start putting it to work. Invest it. Make it grow for the future. Come see us and together we'll develop an investment strategy tailored just for you. Together we grow. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week. Welcome back to Conestoga High School, where Johnson County Thunderbirds are victorious 24-14. The post-game scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from death. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Randy?
Well, quite a shootout here as we take a look at this scoring drive recap. The scoring began with a turnover by Johnson County Central at their own 6-yard line. Conestoga capitalized on that very quickly. Took just 3 plays to go 6 yards. A 2-yard touchdown run by Lucas Anderson. Jaden Whittler carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Conestoga had an 8-0 lead at the 8:34 mark of the first period. That was Conestoga's only lead of the night, however, because with 4:46 to go in the first quarter, Johnson County Central put together the first of 3 long sustained drives. This one, 10 plays, 61 yards. Quarterback Brandon Speckman carried the ball in from 2 yards out. The conversion failed. Johnson County Central was within 2 at 8-6. In the second period, 10:53 to go second quarter, Tanner Woods carried in from 3 yards out for the Thunderbirds. That capped another sustained drive of 9 plays, 49 yards. However, the conversion failed once again, and Johnson County Central was clinging to a 4-point lead at 12-8. In the third quarter, 7:54 to play third period, Wyatt Ludeman scored on a 17-yard touchdown run that capped a 4-play, 31-yard drive. Once again, the conversion failed. Johnson County Central could not get those 2-point conversions across, but the Thunderbirds had gone up by 10, 18-8. Again, that was with 7:54 to play in the third period. In the fourth quarter, Conestoga came battling back. 10 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the ballgame. Jaden Whittler, on a nice quarterback keeper, carried the ball in from 37 yards out for the touchdown. That topped off a 7-yard, 65-yard drive, but their conversion attempt failed, and Johnson County Central was still hanging on by 4, 18-14. And then came the drive of the game. Coach Ryan Houghton lined up his Thunderbirds and said, "We're going to take it right at them. We're going to run some clock," and did they ever. 17 plays, 65 yards, capped off with a 4-yard touchdown run on a quarterback keeper. Brandon Speckman, his second rushing touchdown of the night. That score came with a minute and 50 seconds to go in the ball game. The coaches always say you need something to work on, even in a win. Well, they're going to have to work on 2-point conversions, because for the 4th time of the evening, the 2-point conversion attempt failed. But the Thunderbirds went up by 2 possessions, 24-14, and that's the way the ball game ended. Johnson County Central with their first win of the season. The Thunderbirds now 1-1 on the year, and Conestoga falls to 0-2. All in all, Lucas Freshel, a very entertaining ball game. It looked for a while like the momentum had switched in the line of scrimmage. For a little bit there, Conestoga was kind of starting to control things until it was time for that crunch time 17-play drive, and Johnson County Central just ran it right at them.
That's right. You might be able to look back on this season and look at that drive right there towards the end of the game, ball in your hand, 4-point game, the 17-play drive. You know, give that game ball to the offensive linemen who were able to pave the way for that touchdown towards the end of the game.
We don't want to wrap this up without passing along some other scores that we have there, Lucas. Will you share those with us?
Yeah, there's a final. Auburn Bulldogs are victorious, 42-13, and a couple of games into the third quarter, 56-0, Fairbury over Falls City, and 40-24, Sacred Heart over Lawrence Nelson, end of the third quarter.
So those games, that's the latest score we have. It appears that Sacred Heart on their way to a win. Auburn has picked up their second win of the year. That means they will be 2-0 going into their game next Friday night at Wahoo. Lucas, you and I will be on hand for that one. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
That's big boy football. Looking forward to that one.
So we want to remind everyone, next Friday night, it'll be Auburn at Wahoo. Now, Auburn fans, that game will be on our sister station, KTNC. And we realize that that signal doesn't hit Auburn as hard as Sunny 101.3 does. However, you can hear the game online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC. In fact, not just in Auburn. You can hear it anywhere in the country online at mscsports.net. The other game coming up Friday night will be Albany at Mound City, Missouri 8-man football. John Nixon will have the call for you. That will be here on Sunny 101.3. Oh, and don't forget, they've got a little game going on tomorrow afternoon in Lincoln. The Cornhuskers hosting North Dakota. 2:30 kickoff. Pregame over on KTNC begins at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. We hope you'll tune in for that. Lucas, your final thoughts on tonight's ballgame?
Great football game. Couple of teams looking for their first win. Glad Johnson County was able to cap that off. That was a fun drive towards the end of the game to watch.
Well, that'll just about wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, and for Lucas Freshel, I'm Randy Yatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 24 and the Conestoga Cougars 14. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.